Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. It is with great compassion that our network owner, Michelle E. Alford, provides to you an array of qualified hosts that share in the commitment to educate, entertain, motivate, inspire, heal, enlighten the spirit, and positively affect the human experience. It is with great pleasure to bring to you this segment of Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris Moton Sproul, where your health is her business. Here's Dr. Doris Moton Sproul.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. Doris Moton Sproul. It is so good to be back with you guys, even though I must say that I've had a wonderful 2 weeks. I'm just getting back off vacation, and it was absolutely amazing, but I'll tell you more about that later. I just want to take this opportunity to welcome you all to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. Doris Moton Sproul. Let me start by saying that I am not a MD, a medical doctor. I am not a medical doctor. I am a naturopathic, a naturopathic doctor. And what that means is simply is that I use natural modalities such as prayer and whole foods, good water, exercise, rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. Because I'm sure we all know that the body will heal and maintain itself. And our role in this is to assist it, to give it what it needs in order for it to do what it does so well: maintain, regain, improve, and heal itself. So this evening, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Here's to Your Health. I want to talk about a couple of things tonight. I have a wonderful recipe I want to give you. It's summer. Well, yeah, tomorrow. Summer begins tomorrow. So I want to give you all a wonderful recipe that I love during the summer months. You all know that I am vegetarian. I am raw. I'm not 100% raw. And I do want to give you a recipe tonight that I love. This is one of my favorite recipes, and it's a veggie taco recipe. And I find it simply marvelous during the winter months. You also know, for those of you that tune in on a regular basis, you know that we're beginning summer. So that means cleansing. It's time to cleanse. It's time to get that body geared towards cleansing. And this time I think we've all decided that we're just going to do what we feel best in our heart to do, what we feel led to do, how we're going to cleanse. I'm going to do a juice cleanse and a water cleanse because I really want to do some heavy detoxing. So I'm going to do some juicing and some water for about 10 days. And I have another friend that says she's going to do the Clean Start by Nature Sunshine. That's an awesome cleanse, by the way. If you guys are interested in taking a look at that cleanse, just go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info, I-N-F-O. And click on Nature Sunshine and put in Clean Start, and you can take a look at that 14-day cleanse. You can eat while you're on it, but I always suggest for you carnivorous ones, I suggest pull back off of the flesh and pull back off of the dairy during this time of cleansing. Allow your body to get the full effects of this cleanse. And it's also that, you know, you're removing toxins and mucus, and you don't want to remove it from one end and stuff it in the other end. So, I mean, it's just a 14-day cleanse. You can eat fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains, you know. So just be conscientious of that. But this is a perfect time to cleanse. We cleanse the body 4 times a year: spring, summer, winter, and fall. So this is an absolutely marvelous, marvelous time to do some cleansing. And if you want to know more about some cleansing ideas and suggestions, feel free to give me a call. The number where I can be reached between the hours of 10 and 5 is 734-895-1940. And be sure to go to my website. Take a look around. Go to the website, take a look around, and leave your comments and suggestions. I always love those. I love it when I hear from you guys, because sometimes you're not so vocal when we're on the air. But I do get your emails, and I get your cards, and that's awesome. I tell you, that is really awesome, because let me tell you the reason why I do what I do. It's because of you. This is a show where I share, and we all share, accurate and thorough information concerning our health. We've got to take control of our health. You know, that's like my mantra. You hear me say that week after week. We have got to take back control of our own health, and because we've relinquished the control of our health into the hands of others who really don't have our best interests at heart. So we've got to become more aware, more conscientious as consumers. And on that note, I'd like to let you all know that for all you Metro Detroiters, do you want to know what foods contain genetically engineered ingredients? Do you want to know that? Well, if you do, I want you to join me at a kickoff for a new campaign to require labeling of all GE foods, all genetically engineered foods. Excuse me. I want you to join me on June the 28th at 6 p.m. at the Ferndale Public Library. I hope you all got your pencils and paper. You know, I always tell you, when you come on, get your pencils and paper, so if you hear something you're interested in, you can jot it down, if nothing more than to jot down my website so that you can contact me later. You can always get me via email or telephone. My website, once again, is www.yourgoodhealth.info, and I'll give it again before the end of the show. But I just want you to know that we've got to come together on some things, because there is a conspiracy, you guys, and we've got to become more consumer conscientious concerning what's going on with our food, with our water, with everything that concerns us. So I want you to come out and join me on June the 28th at 6 p.m. at the Ferndale Public Library. That's at 222 East 9 Mile Road, and that's in Ferndale, Michigan, 48220. And this is simply the reason for this campaign is because so many processed foods are made with corn and soy or sugar from beets. Lots of processed foods available in our grocery stores are likely to include some genetically engineered ingredients. I want to know it. You know, if I'm making a habit to buy organic and to eat healthy and to be wise in my choices, don't just throw some genetically, I'm staying away from corn unless it's USDA organic, because we know that most of the corn that we get here is genetically engineered. And if I don't know if you guys have seen that test where they took two feeding troughs, and they had they put corn, just regular corn in one, and then they put genetically engineered corn in another, and the cattle would not eat the genetically engineered corn. So that tells us something, right? Yes, it sure does. So, you know, we want to know. And while it's a federal law that certain foods have to be labeled with what country they're from, There is no law that requires labels for foods that contain genetically engineered ingredients. While I was in California this past week, I was there for a couple of weeks, and it was so interesting to see that they are getting legislation to that just simply says, we want to know what's in our food, and why shouldn't we? You have a right to know what's in your food. So please join me and learn how you can become a part of a movement to demand labels on genetically engineered food. I don't know whether you guys are familiar with genetically engineered food. I'm sure most of you are. But this stuff, it wreaks havoc on not only our bodies and our health, but on our DNA. It's lethal. Google it. You know, Google genetically engineered food, GE foods. Now, the United States Food and Drug Administration have received over, check this out, over 1 million comments calling for labeling of GE foods. But you know what? It has not yet taken action. Why not? It's time to move, you see. So we're kicking off a campaign, and this is a local campaign, to call for our lawmakers from the city level all the way up to the United States Congress to take action to protect consumers by supporting labeling of all genetically engineered foods. So that's next Thursday. And please come out. Show your support because, you know, a lot of times we just lay back and we do nothing. And then when all these things happen, we're like, oh, wow, how did that happen? You slept while it happened. But that's why I'm here to let you guys know about things that's going on that we must become a part of. It's not going to happen if we just sit back and do nothing. In fact, we'll be eating things we don't know what they are. So come out, that's June the 28th, next Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Ferndale Public Library at 222 East 9 Mile Road in Ferndale, Michigan, 48220. And to find out more about it, you can go to at the foodandwaterwatch.org. You can go to their website, and I'm sure there's more about it on there. If you want to know even more, shoot me an email at the letter Y is in yellow, the letter B is in boy, the letter P is in Paul, the letter O is in orange, 411 at yahoo.com, and I'll be more than happy to send you the email that I was sent, and you can sign up right there. You can register right there. We want a good showing. We want to turn out in numbers to let our local officials know that, no, we're not going to sit down. We're not going to just sit down while you guys do anything. You see what I'm saying? While you eating high on the hog, as they say, you know, they eat only the best, and they're just going to make it so we have anything and no, it's not going to happen, not on my watch. So be sure to mark your calendars, June the 28th at 6 p.m. at the Ferndale Public Library, 222 East 9 Mile Road, Ferndale, Michigan, 48220. Okay? For those of you that's interested in the herbal tinctures and extracts and things of that nature that's on special this month, go to my website. There's some awesome herbs on sale. Arnica, you know, when I did a show back about, I think it's maybe about 6 months ago, and you can also access prior shows through the archives on Blog Talk Radio. But there's a show I did concerning herbs that every home should have, and Arnica was one of those herbs, remember? Why? Because Arnica removes physical shock from the nervous system. It's good for bumps, bruises, burns, strains, injuries. It reduces the swelling of boils and reduces cholesterol. Yeah, Arnica. So everyone should. And you know, when you fall, sometime you fall on that knee, the first thing you should get up and do is apply some arnica to it. Arnica. It removes the physical shock from the nervous system. And before you heal in an injury like that, you have to remove the physical trauma. You have to remove the shock so that your body can heal. So arnica is a wonderful herb for that. For any kind of urinary tract problems of all kinds, if you want to look at URW. URW. Go to my website, click on Pure Herbs, and you'll see these herbs. And this month there's a special if you buy 3 bottles of either the 1-ounce tincture or the 4-ounce, you get 1 bottle free. So this is a good time to, like, get family members together and say, hey, let's jump on some of these specials. Now, this is a herb that also you should have in your medicine cabinet. I'm sorry. Oh, please forgive me for that. Your herbal chest. Okay? It's URW. It's for any kind of urinary tract problems. It corrects burning. It reduces swelling of the prostate and uterus. Any kind of pinching, any kind of pressure, any kind of tightness in the urinary area, it controls incontinence, and it dissolves stones of the kidney and bladder. So that's another good herb. And this is an herb that I took with me to California. In fact, I ordered a 4-ounce while I was there because, you know, you can only travel with the 1-ounce liquid. So I took the 1-ounce oil of cajun put there, and we ran out of it. And, well, no, to be truth be told, I had it on the baby's, my grandson's nightstand, and somehow I tipped it over, and there was, oh, man, I'm telling you. But I had to order another 4-ounce, and I left it there because it didn't get back. It didn't get there in time, so it didn't come until yesterday, and I was already on the plane. So oil of cajun, you can apply it externally. Now, this is a herb that you can use either internally or externally. You can use it, apply it externally to kill fungus and infections. It's also used for any kind of bites, any kind of parasites, any kind of poisoning, any kind of allergy, sprains and aches and serious injuries, or any kind of colds or coughs and flu, stuffed up nose, canker sore. You put this stuff on a canker sore, and within a day or two, that thing is completely healed. Okay, it expels mucus. It's good for sore throats. It's good for head lice, for yeast, any kind of yeast problems. Swollen breath, it's an antiseptic, and it's excellent for acne. Well, there's a lot of things excellent for acne, especially number one is get that colon cleaned out. Get that, whatever is going on the inside, it's revealed on the outside. When you see someone or if you yourself have a lot of acne going on, you need to look at, first of all, what you're putting into your vessel and whether or not anything is coming out. There's two things that we must do as human beings. We must take in nutrients. We must expel waste. And if either of those processes is being compromised in any kind of way, then it will result in your skin, the largest organ of our body, revealing just what's going on. So you always want to keep that in mind, okay? Okay, so now that's another one, oil of cajun. There's also another good one, TG and PW. It's a tooth, gum, and plaque herb. It cleanses the root of the teeth, and it helps to correct any kind of swollen gum problem you got going on. It helps to dissolve plaque, and it can even be used as a mouth rinse. You don't have to worry about any kind of stinging feeling. You know, like that feeling you get from that harsh mouthwash, that Listerine and all of that. You don't have to worry about that with this. So that's TG and PW. So just go to my website. You can look more into into these herbs, and you can even see what they cost and things like that. Blue steel is used by men and women to enhance activity, okay, in case some kids are on the line tonight. So those are the herbs that are on special this month, the Arnica, the URW, the blue steel, the PG and PW, and oil of cajaput. Give me a call if you'd like to know more about these herbs, and I'd be more than happy to assist you. Okay. Well, I want to let you guys know, I'm so sorry. If you have a question, a comment, or anything, just feel free to press number 1 on your keypad, and I'll be able to see your hand go up, and then I can bring you in so you can ask your question. My people in the chat room tonight, please be patient with me. I'm having some difficulties on my end trying to get my chat room up and going tonight. So just bear with me. I'm working on it. You remember I told you that I'm not. It's hard for me to chew gum and walk at the same time. So I'm trying to work my switchboard, my showroom, and get my chat room up and running. But I'm sure that I can do it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So I can do it. But in the meantime, I just want to let you know that if you do have a question and I don't respond to it immediately, it's because I'm trying to get you guys going in the chat room, trying to get the chat room up and going. Okay, tonight I want to talk to you about something that's very serious, and it's about cravings. You know, a lot of times we have cravings, and we just don't know what's going on. You know, are cravings a friend or are cravings a foe? And I read a very interesting article by a young lady by the name of Rupina Mir. And this article was so wonderful until I said, you know what, I have got to let my health enthusiasts know about this, because so often I hear people say, you know, oh, I'm just craving sweets. And we all know what that sweet thing is all about, craving those sweets. It's called candida, and it's something we consume so much sugar in the United States. In fact, too much sugar. You know, you often hear me say that there should be a skull and a crossbone on the sugar box. And I'm truthful about that, because sugar is so very addictive, and it's just in everything. One thing I want to get us to do is to relabel. I walked into the supermarket the other day, and I saw a young lady help assisting her mother. The lady appeared to be her mother, and the young lady was walking around. She was pulling things off the shelf and just, you know, throwing them into the basket. But the mother, she had everything she picked up. She was reading that label. And I was so impressed. I walked up to her. I said, it is so wonderful to see you reading the label. She said, yes, that I must. I've got to know what I'm eating. I was blown away by that. Because how many times we just pick up something, just throw it in the basket? And actually, that's what the FDA wants us to do. Don't worry about what's in it. I'll take care of it, you know, like the wolf in Little Red Riding Hood. You know, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. You just go on and eat whatever it is you want. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, the revolution will not be televised, health enthusiasts. We have got to ask questions. We've got to know. When I go into a supermarket that I frequent and the organic section isn't up to par, I want to see the produce manager. And then after I see the produce manager, I want to go to the store manager. And I let them see me writing, taking notes. Okay, so and what is your name? Okay. I'm just wondering, because, you know, I have to, when I have to leave my area where I live and go in another city to buy organic fruits and vegetables and pass a store on my way to another business, I'm not having it. So I make a fuss. I also send emails. I send letters to let people know that I frequent this place, but yet I have to pass this store to go way into another city to buy decent organic vegetables. And if we all started doing that more, you will be surprised. Listen, don't play, okay? Go out towards when I'm out at my dentist office, out on Maple Road, West Bloomfield, those areas, you don't have to ask for the produce manager or nobody else because everything is as it should be. So that's what we have to do. The more they start getting complaints about, wait a minute, why does the broccoli, the organic broccoli, look terrible when you got the broccoli right over in the next section, the regular broccoli, and it's just so beautiful and vibrant, and it's like it was just picked. But here's the organic vegetables, and they all limp and should have been taken off the shelf days ago. No, no, nope. We have got to start standing up for what we believe is right. And I'm not saying, you know, you have to go in and make a scene and all of that. No, you don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. You see what I'm saying? When you talk to a person and let them know exactly what you stand for and what you're not going to stand for, it's heard. And I love it when I walk in the supermarket. Have you ever gone in the supermarket and you see everybody gathered like in the produce section, like the managers? Oh, that's the perfect time to walk up and introduce yourself and tell them how many times you shop at this store on an average week, on any given week, and then address your concerns. Listen, if something like that, you could hear a feather drop on the floor. I know I've done it. And I don't do it just for me. I do it for all of us in my area. You see, we shouldn't have to just settle for anything. And when we go to the store, we should have the best. After all, this is for us and our families, you know, our loved ones. We should have the best. So start, you know, letting your voice be heard. You have a voice. Let it be heard. But tonight I just want to share some information with you on cravings. And please don't forget, if you have any questions or comments or anything like that, just feel free to press the number 1 on your telephone hand pad. And my people in the chat room, I can see you now. So if you have a question, but now remember, I got to type your answer in, so be patient with me. Show your sister some love, okay? All right. But anyway, cravings. Did you know that cravings are important messages that are key to unlocking our body's optimal vitality? And this, listen, for example, as you watch the nightly news on television and absorb scene after scene of mayhem and random acts of violence, do you feel compassion for those directly impacted by these events? Yeah. I also felt something else, a gnawing feeling of despair that instantly gave rise to a craving for dark, creamy chocolate. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. You remember, I don't know if you guys remember, when I was young, I would hear about subliminal messages that we received when we went to the show, to the movie theaters, how all of a sudden, why is it, oh, I just got to have some salty popcorn and a Pepsi and a box of Juju's or gummies or Milk Duds or something because of the subliminal messages. Okay, then this is what I'm talking about. But then after you get this dark, rich, creamy chocolate, after a few bites, do your jaw unlock and your shoulders drop? You see, like, why in the world did I even get this? It's happened to me years ago before I realized exactly what cravings was all about. Okay? Now, often we're not craving a particular food, but the emotion it creates. Have you ever had an instance where you walk past something and you smelled a certain smell and it took you back, even to a childhood experience? You know, has that ever happened to you? This is what I'm talking about. It's not about the craving of a particular food, but it's the emotion that it creates. Okay? So, and that's what I want you to keep in mind. A lot of times when we're eating and we're eating all these different things and, oh, I just got to have it, oh, and I got a taste for this and that, we got to go deeper into our heart and find out what's going on, because there is a deeper issue. It's not just the craving of the double chocolate sundae or what have you. It's not that. It's the emotion behind it. So now, this is what I just want to talk to you about tonight, cravings. And I know we all have them from time to time. I thank God that mine have gotten better. You know, I salivate now going into the store and looking at a beautiful cucumber or a zucchini squash because I think about making pasta and marinara sauce. So that's what sends me craving and salivating now. But I remember the time where I would get up in the middle of the night and go get me a Milky Way. So it never dawned on me, what's exactly going on with me? What's going on in me, deep in me right now? But now I know how to ask those questions, and this is what I want you to know. There's a book. It's called Integrative Nutrition, Feed Your Hunger for Health and Happiness, and it's by Joshua Rosenthal. And he says, food can fill you, but food cannot fulfill you. And that is such a prominent statement. Food can fill you, but it cannot fulfill you. And a lot of times that's what we're looking for. We're looking for fulfillment. Something is lacking, and we're looking for this food, this whatever it is, this big Cinnabon or whatever. We're looking for it to fill the void, and it can't do it. Now, Joshua Rosenthal believes that often we're looking for some vitamin L. You know what that vitamin L is? Love, or a hug, or even physical activity to invoke a certain emotion. But what happens is most often is we misread these vital signs and choose to stuff our face with the nearest comfort food. And we do it. For example, when we don't sleep well, we often crave coffee to get us going, to mask the weariness and the tiredness of the next day. After a stressful day, many of us turn to what? Something sweet to release the tension of the day. We crave proteins such as eggs and steaks in the morning, which can leave you feeling heavy and really bloated. You see how we create a vicious cycle where we just ricochet from sweet processed foods to animal fats, from one extreme to another, till our bodies and our spirits are drained of energy, and we repeat these unconscious patterns every single day, day after day, until we just get tired of it and say, you know what, wait a minute. No, I got to find out what's going on here. Cravings are not our enemy. They're not your enemy. Ask yourself, why is it so difficult to tame cravings? And why do we want to, and why do we even want to tame them? Many people view cravings as signs of weakness or byproducts of a flawed willpower. And this is something I want you to listen to me tonight on this one, okay? Because this is something that we've got to really tame. We've got to know that there is a reason that we crave different things, why we crave different foods, and that's what we're going to get into tonight. Now, before I go any further, I do have a caller. coming from the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hi, Doris.
Hi.
Hello? Hi, this is Karen.
Hi,
yes,
Karen.
I have a question about a problem. I've been having a problem with my hip. And it's like a numbness, you know, like you, like I go to my sister's and ride on the Greyhound bus, and I sometimes it takes me like 12 hours to get there. But I've been having this numbness on my right side of my hip, and it just won't go away. It's just like I just got off that 12-hour bus, and it just constantly stays there, constantly, constantly.
Okay, so when did it happen? Did it happen like when you started riding the bus, or was this something that was there before you started riding the bus?
Well, normally when I go to her house, you know, because I sit so long, it you know, after I get there, you know, it would relax and it would go away.
Okay.
You know, I haven't been to see my sister, so there's no reason for it to be there.
Okay. So is it like a tension? Is it like a tension pain, like a stiffness? Is it sort of like a stiffness from maybe you're just sitting too long?
And
when you get up and start moving around, does it dissipate? Does it go away?
It will not. It'll go away. I won't feel it while I'm standing, but as soon as I sit down, there it is.
Okay, so now are you moving other than when you're, you know, do you do any form of exercise like walking or anything like that?
Oh, yes, I walk four miles a day. I do.
Okay,
and now
nothing happened. You didn't have any kind of injury or anything to this hip, did you?
No, ma'am.
You know, give me a call. Give me a call at my office number, and you know, maybe you can come by and we can have a consult and we can look further into that. How's that?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, because it can be a number of things, and I'd hate to give you any suggestions now, not knowing everything involved. So just give me a call, and you know, I do give a 30 to 45 minute free consultation. My first consultation is always free. So just give me a call and we'll make an appointment and you can come by and we'll discuss some things and get to the bottom of it. How's that?
All right, sweetheart. It sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, honey. Thanks for calling.
You are.
Okay, now back to this cravings. We want to ask ourselves, why are we craving? We're a society of people that are really everybody I come in contact with just about have cravings, and they talk to me. They're like, oh, you know, I just crave this or I crave that. But what I want you to realize tonight that in reality, they're vital messages that the body sends out in an attempt to start a dialogue with us. That's what cravings are all about. You know, on one show, I told you, I said, if there's something going on, If there's a pain, if there's whatever it is in your body, lay your hand on your heart and just ask yourself, what is going on? Why are you hurting? Why? What is this pain all about? Ask yourself. We have got to become more conscientious of our bodies. You know, when you hear people say, I'm ovulating, you know, it may sound so strange to you, but you're thinking, what? Ovulating? How do you know when you're ovulating? There are people so in tune to their bodies until they know when they're ovulating. So we just, you know, and that's what we want to do. I want to know what's going on. Why am I craving this now? Something happened, you know, the day was kind of stressful, and now I'm craving something I know I shouldn't have. So this is what I want us to know. I want us to start to realize that when you do have cravings, it's a way your body is sending out a message trying to dialogue with you. And they're messages too important to ignore. is too important to ignore, because if you don't pay attention to it, if you don't pay attention to your health now, your health will demand your attention later. We have another caller coming from the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hi. I have a question in regards to I have a constant pain in my back, and it happens like when I have to urinate, but like maybe an hour later my pain come back. So I'm not sure if it's a urinary tract infection or if it's a kidney infection. I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. What does your urine look like?
It's pretty clear. I drink a lot of water.
You drink a lot of water? Is there any smell or anything like that?
No.
I have
leakage also.
You do have what?
Leakage.
Leakage?
Yeah.
And what does that stem from?
I guess because I had a couple of surgeries. I had like a partial hysterectomy, and I also had like a C-section. And after I had them surgeries, it seemed like I urinate, but I can't get it all out.
Okay. That happens a lot of time to us as women, and because it actually weakens the muscles in that area. But now this pain, is it a radiating pain? Is it in the back or in the side, or is it just in the back?
It's in the back, my lower back, like where my kidneys are.
Uh-huh.
You know, I go to the doctor on a regular basis, and he always give me blood work and say, well, your kidneys and your liver are in good shape, so.
Okay. Have you tried it, doing anything naturally to see whether or not the pain dissipates? One good thing I suggest is cranberry juice. Have you ever tried doing any? There's a juice called Jeff Juice, and it's a cranberry juice. Have you ever tried that?
No, never tried that.
Okay, that may be something you want to try. And also, with your water, what kind of water do you drink?
I drink distilled water.
Okay. All of you know that I love distilled water when I'm cleansing, but as a water just to drink, I like alkaline water. But now,
alkaline.
That's the water. That's my water of choice. And about 3 months ago, I had a young lady on that was sharing with us some really valuable information on alkaline water. Those are two things that I will be paying close attention to is the consumption of water and the pain. Now, you say the pain, it doesn't radiate, it stays right in that local area?
Right, yeah.
Okay. I would also try the cranberry juice. What is your eliminations like?
Well,
your bowel is
like a light brown.
Okay, is it a poop? Is it poop or is it turd? Is there pressure when you defecate?
No. Pressure.
Okay. Well, I would consider the cranberry juice, not that cocktail stuff. Real cranberry juice.
Okay. I've been drinking is the cran apple juice.
Okay, well, I would suggest trying that cranberry juice. And like
cranberry.
I say, there's a brand called Jeff Juice, and it's just cranberry. It has nothing else in it.
Okay, I'll try that.
But there's also other herbs that's good for the kidney and the bladder, and alfalfa is one.
Alfalfa?
Uh-huh, alfalfa is excellent for the kidney and the bladder. All cell salts is another one.
What was that again?
All cell salts. A-L-L-C-E-L-L-S.
Okay.
S-A-L-T-S.
Oh,
and these are herbs that are good for both the kidneys and the bladder. So, you know, you're taking care of both instances, but make sure when it's time to go to the bathroom, and this is something we do so often, a lot of times we'll hold our urine.
Yes, I know.
That's the worst thing in the world you can do. When it's time, and see, I know a lot of times we do it because we have to. You know, like we're at jobs where you can't just get up and go to the bathroom anytime you want to. I know I was in that factory, you know, and had to wait for somebody to come relieve me a lot of times before I could go to the restroom. But that is such a precursor to other things, issues with the kidney and the bladder.
Okay, because for years I've been doing hair, and I hold what I'm doing here.
Yeah, see, that's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. So those are just some preliminary things to think about. And, I mean, if you'd like to discuss it further, and for these herbs, you can go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info, and click on Pure Herbs, and you can see these herbs. You can, you know, see more in detail concerning these herbs. But they're awesome herbs. They are just the best herbs you can get. And that alfalfa. Alfalfa is so awesome. I say everybody should be taking alfalfa. Because alfalfa, it's a food. It's an alterative. That means it's good for the entire body. It's full of CoQ10. It's a body nutrient. It's a tonic. It's good for the joints, for the stomach, any kind of arthritic condition.
Wow.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's amazing. So just go to my website, take a look at it, and if you're interested in discussing this further, feel free to give me a call. The number where I can be reached is 734.
Okay.
895-1940. And as I mentioned earlier, I always give the first consultation is always free. So, you know.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, and thank you so much for listening in.
And thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so to continue with this craving thing, a lot of times the messages are too important for us to ignore because our body is sending the message, and we have this sophisticated biocomputer called the human body that never makes mistakes, okay? No matter how involved we are in our day-to-day madness and caught up in our reality life, our heart never skips a beat. Our lungs diligently expand and contract to pump our life force. And once we realize this, it's easy to conclude that cravings are the body's solution to underlying imbalances, and food becomes the healing salve to regulate our current state, because food is actually supposed to be our medicine, y'all. Hippocrates says, let food be your medicine, and medicine be your food. But we've gotten away from that because we're so busy, we're running hither, yither, and yon. And it all comes down to building a trusting dialogue with our bodies. This is the only one we're going to get on this side. We're getting the glorified one day, but for right now, this is the one we have. So this is the one we want to maintain. And have it run at its optimal level. You know, it's no good. It like, what was that cartoon? It was a cartoon used to come on years ago, and he said, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. When you're not feeling good, it's no fun. Okay, now I have a question in the chat room, and she says, or this person says, after Sunday's Father's Day dinner, I need a good cleanse. Is there a cleanse I can do with things I may have at home or can get in the organic section at my local store? Yes, there is. There's all kind of detox. Do you know that you can do a water detox? You can do a juice detox. All of these are ways to just simply cleanse the body. And you can do anywhere, like people think, well, okay, I have to set aside time. No, you don't. You can do a day's cleanse. You can just cleanse for one day, a juice cleanse. Some people call it a juice fast. Some call it a juice cleanse. For those of you that don't know about the master cleanse, you know, you can do that from one day. They suggest no less than 10 days, but I have done it like for 3 or 4 days. And, oh, man, was it ever good. There's all kinds of detoxing processes you can do. And a juice cleanse, that's one of the best. And let me share with you what you need for this cleanse. Take you a handful of baby mix greens, put it in some good water, put that handful, that measuring cup, that's our natural measuring cup, the palm of your hand. Get you a handful and put in your blender with a quart of good water. You know I like alkaline, so put you a quart of good alkaline water in there. And if you're detoxing, if you're using it to detox, this is when I suggest you use the distilled water. And blend it until it's really smooth. If you still don't want to taste those little particles of the greens in it, you can always strain it with cheesecloth or a coffee filter. You know, you buy the coffee filters, you can strain it through that. And drink it throughout the day. That's it. Just all day. And then tomorrow you can resume whatever eating regimen that you're doing. So, yeah, in the chat room, there you go. And if you'd like to know more, feel free to give me a call, 734-895-1940. I'd be more than happy to discuss this further with you. But, yeah, there's all different kinds of things you can do. And this is a wonderful detox. Do you know that fasting is an excellent detox? For one reason, it gives your organs a chance to rest. They're not having to digest anything or process anything or filter anything, you know, everything is just, and as many days as you can do it, it's excellent. If you can't do it but one day a week, that's still good. So those are just some ideas for you. And thanks for the question there in the chat room. Okay, so now I want to get back to this craving thing. So now, once we realize that our body has a way of communicating with us, we'll begin to listen more to what it's saying. And we'll begin to realize that it all comes down to building a trusting dialogue with our body. We've got to learn to dialogue with our body. I know it sounds crazy, but okay. It sounds crazy, but try it. You see? Just like, remember I told you on one show, I said, look in the mirror, go stand in the mirror and look yourself in the eye and tell yourself you love yourself and use your name. I love you. I tell myself, I say, I love you, Doris. I love you. I really, really love you. And see what kind of reaction you get for that. If you can't really do it, then those are some areas where you may want to work on. And do it until you do feel comfortable, because you may say, well, why wouldn't I feel comfortable telling myself I love myself? Try it. Okay? So now, this is what I want you to do. Shh. I want you to listen. Really listen to your cravings. We live in an era of time where time is really, it's like time poverty. And we're hustling through life, multitasking, and being consistently stimulated by pressure and stress. Is it any wonder that we don't take time to slow down and actively listen to what our bodies are telling us? The next time you're overcome with a strange craving, take 3 conscientious breaths to get still. And really descend into your heart. Yeah. Descend into the heart of your cravings and decode what your body is asking for. Ask your body, what is it you really want? I know. It sounds so far-fetched. But you know what? There's a scripture in the Bible that says, God has used the simple things to confound the wisdom of them that think they're so wise. Listen, everything that this body needs, it knows about. Who better to ask? You see, when you're overcome with this craving, first of all, this is what I want you to do. I want you to try hydrating yourself with some good, pure water to see if it takes care of that underlying craving. Now, the next time you get a craving, get you a good big glass of water and drink. A lot of times that helps during hunger, when you're hungry. Hydration is excellent, you know, because a lot of times we're dehydrated. Dehydration often masquerades as hunger. A lot of times we think we're hungry, but if you get a good glass of water, you'll realize that you weren't as hungry as you thought you were. Because your body typically doesn't send messages that you're thirsty until you're on your way to being dehydrated. So that's one thing I want you to do. I want you to just get you a good glass of water. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to finish everything that I wanted to share with you this evening on cravings, but it's okay. We'll do it another time because there's some other things that I want you to be conscientious of when it comes to dealing with cravings. And one is lifestyle and seasonal cravings. You know, like this time of the year, everybody breaking out with the barbecue pits. You know, so, you know, there's just some hormonal fluctuations can cause cravings that you would not. Have you ever been laying up in the bed or just sitting somewhere and you crave something that was so crazy you had to say, what in the world? Where did that come from? Hormonal. Hormonal fluctuations can cause you to crave some things. You have to wonder, where in the world? I don't know why I would even want something like that. And sometimes we can self-sabotage ourselves too. So I just want you to be conscientious of the cravings that you have. And if you want to talk to me further about it, all you have to do is give me a call at 734-895-1940. And it seems as though I'm going to have to post my veggie taco recipe on my website, and I will do that. In fact, I'll do it tonight, okay? I'll do it tonight, and it'll be on my website tonight after the show. Give me about 20 minutes after the show, and I'll post it on the show. I mean, on my website, go to www.4yourgoodhealth.info. And I just want to say thank you guys for listening in. I really appreciate it when you take time out of your busy day to join me here on Here's to Your Health. It means so much to me. And I want to let you know that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And I want you to look at the lineup that we have on the Poetic Energy Network Station because we have some awesome shows. So, you know, tune in to some of the other shows. They're very educational. And you know what? A baby can tell you something you've never heard before. So just tune in. And also I want to thank my guests in the chat room tonight, the young lady that had the question concerning after Father's Day dinner. She said, thanks, I'll do that tomorrow. Yeah, do that. Parsley is good. Got some parsley? Go to the store, get you some fresh parsley, and throw it in there when you're doing your drink. It'll help you so very much because it's a cleanser. So it'll help you get rid of all that build-up toxicity and stuff. Maybe you did a little bit, you overindulged on Father's Day. So that could be it. And your body, that's what I'm talking about, your body letting you know what's going on. You said you felt heavy. You felt like you just needed a good cleansing. See there? That's your body communicating with you. And you're paying attention. So thanks again, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. Doris Moton Spruill. And come on back. Y'all come on back here. Let's do it again next week. Same time, same station. Thank you so much. God bless you, and have a blessed evening. Sweet dreams, sweet sleep,